Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Introit. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice from his temple.
I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty wills. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, and sing praises to your name. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice from his temple. Oh, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Oh, have mercy.
The Lord be with you. O Lord, we implore you favorably to hear the prayers of your people, that we who are justly punished for our offenses may be mercifully delivered by your goodness. For the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Septuagesima Sunday is from the 17th chapter of Exodus. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord. Of 1 Corinthians. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual drink, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." This is the word of the Lord.
Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise.
And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, Why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, Because no one has hired us. He said to them, You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish of my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O God.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
sermon text is from Matthew 20, verse 16, so the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. God brought the Israelites out of the land of slavery in Egypt. He used Moses to bring them through their baptism at the Red Sea, but now that they are in the midst of their journey through the wilderness and on their way to the promised land, we see the Israelites complaining against God and contending with Moses. They don't like what they have received, and they do not trust in the landowner to provide for them. Their complaining should remind us of today's Holy Gospel, where those who were hired first complained against the landowner. They also do not trust in him. They require the landowner to sign a contract to make sure that they would get their just wages. Oh, we will do a day's work, and you will pay us a day's wage. Put it in writing, and we will both sign it. However, when they get their wages according to the contract, they complain. Now, in both of these instances, there was an invitation by God to welcome people into the kingdom of God or the church. Though the complaining Israelites are among those who come out of Egypt with the others, these grumblers are not believers. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says, "But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." Though the early hires were among those who worked in the vineyard, those complainers were not believers. Concerning those early hires, God drove them out of the vineyard, saying, "Take what is yours and go your way." These texts are a warning. They are a warning to us that we dare not trust that we hang around with church people. The benefits of eternal life are not achieved by means of work, and there is no participation trophy for those who have joined a church. The benefits of the gospel promises are received by faith and faith alone. This point must be important because there were multiple warnings which exhort us to trust in Christ for salvation. Think of some of these. The parable of the wheat and the tares explains that the weeds will be gathered up and burned, and only the wheat will be brought into the barn. The parable of the dragnet explains that it will pull in the fish and the bad fish will be thrown away, and only the good fish kept. The parable of the 10 virgins lets us know that not all who wait on the bridegroom and knock at the door will be welcomed into the marriage feast. Only those with the oil of faith will be saved. You see, our Heavenly Father is not looking for workers, believers. He is not looking for those who wish to earn their way into heaven by a contract, but for those who will trust in Him to be a good landowner and give whatever is right. He desires to mercifully bestow His gift of the promised land freely. God desires to give the gift of a place in the heavenly vineyard. Those who trust in Him will rejoice. They will praise Him for His generosity. Now, of course, He will provide for their daily bread on the journey or in the vineyard. But the point is that faith in Christ, it is only through faith in Christ that they have received a place in the church. And they have received eternal life through faith. While waiting for the fulfillment of that heavenly glory, He will provide. And so you see, if these believers do any work, they will receive their fair share. When the apostles asked about this very thing, about the work that believers do, Jesus assured them, I quote from Luke 18. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. So let me be clear. Those who are hired first are just using the church. They're using the church to get what they want. And what they want is a denarius. They are the hypocrites in the true sense of the term. They may be working in the vineyard, but it's only because of their lust for worldly benefits. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6 says, "Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted." Those hired first do not care about the landowner, and they do not care about the vineyard or the church. What they want is their worldly wages. The denarius is only the temporal benefits of this world. The denarius is definitely not eternal life. You see, everyone gets their worldly wages, but the first hired are sent away from God and away from his heavenly kingdom, the vineyard. The second warning from today's sermon is found in today's epistle from 1 Corinthians. It differs a little bit from the first warning in that we are not dealing with hypocrites, but this warning deals with the mistaken and the ill-informed churchgoers. The first warning is concerning those who have wrong desires and they're grumbling and they're not going to be satisfied until they get the stuff that they want. But the second warning for today is for those who, though sincerely seeking to get to heaven, they will not reach eternal life. So St. Paul compares the Christian life to a running race. Yes, we have been made children of God in our baptism. We have been taught the Word of God so that we know the way of salvation. That is, repentance towards our sins and faith in Jesus Christ. So with this running analogy, St. Paul makes it clear that we need to make sure that we receive the prize of eternal life. First, the race has a finish line. Don't give up before the end. The scriptures say, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Yes, you may have been confirmed in your youth and boldly confessed the Christian faith. You may have raised your family in the church. You may have learned a great deal from the scriptures. But now is not the time to sit down. The race is not over until you end your life believing in Jesus Christ. Quit trusting in Christ and you will not be saved. St. Paul says, run in such a way that you will get, you may obtain it. That is eternal life. Second, you know from your Christian training that you are a sinner and that you have a sinful nature. As a child, you fought off the sin of disrespecting your parents. As a youth, you fought off the sins of lust and adultery. As an adult, you fought off the sins of coveting. It is not time to lay down your guard. In whatever stage of life you find yourself, do not quit the fight against sin. St. Paul says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." Continue to fight. Fight against your pride of thinking that you are better than others. Continue to fight against the worry that somehow God's not going to do what is best for you. Repent of whatever sinful thoughts you have so that they do not become actions. Do not become lazy, but be diligent. And when you have found that you have fallen into sin, confess it and receive absolution. That's what believers do. Third, We need to know the truth concerning the way of salvation. We don't want to be misinformed or follow false advice concerning heaven. There are many false teachers and antichrists who are spinning out their own ideas and dreams rather than the true doctrine. So St. Paul says, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. We don't want to be uncertain. Here is the truth. The law of God demands perfection. God doesn't grade on a curve. He demands that we are obedient in thought, word, and deed. Those who rely on keeping the Ten Commandments for eternal life will find that they are under a curse, for they have not kept it. Christ Jesus was sent to fulfill the law of righteousness, which we could not keep. Furthermore, Jesus suffered the punishment, which we could not, the punishment for our sin, so that we wouldn't have to suffer and die eternally. The gospel is the promise of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We are saved by faith in Christ apart from our works. Last week, we heard the Heavenly Father say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. When we believe in the divine Son of God, the Heavenly Father is well pleased with us. Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. When we hear Jesus and trust in his words, there is no uncertainty. We are not just boxing in the air, hoping we hit something. Jesus says, if you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Finally, for those who are in training, there needs to be moderation. Temperance includes self-control and not falling into the extremes. You don't want to work out continuously, or you're going to get yourself injured. You don't want to seldom run, or you won't get any stronger. A balanced or a moderate diet is best. St. Paul says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable, but we for an imperishable crown. As Christians, we need to be balanced. Although we don't trust in our works, nevertheless, we do desire to please God and lead a life of good works. We're not saved by loving our neighbor, but the Lord has commanded us to love our neighbor freely. Most of you can't attend church every day, but you do need to exercise your Christian faith by taking advantage of those opportunities to hear the Word of God and receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood when it is offered and you can come. You can still say your prayers every morning and evening and at meals. Most of all, we need to, quote, run in such a way that we receive the prize. Well, the prize is given to those who believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. So don't enter the vineyard and do some work, but trust in the landowner who gives out his salvation freely. Don't run in an uncertain way. Well, that's no way to get the prize. Instead, confess your sins, believe in Christ, discipline your body and lead a temperate life so that you may make it to the finish line of death, believing in Jesus Christ. And your God will be pleased, pleased that you are his beloved child. He will say to you, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Revelation 3 says, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Believe in Christ and be faithful unto death. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Create in Me, page 143, we stand. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord God, by your gracious invitation, we who produce nothing of value by ourselves have been called to work in your vineyard. Give us the will to do your will and the strength to accomplish it. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, give our people who are baptized into Christ and regularly receive his body and blood, give them a new spirit, so that they will not receive the Lord's word and sacraments in vain, but will daily die to sin and rise to new life. Keep safe our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, so that having preached to others, they will not be disqualified for the prize of eternal life through unrepentance. Send your Holy Spirit upon our director Keeley, our teachers and staff, that the children believe your holy word. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, you created and now preserve and govern the whole universe. To the leaders of the nations, give hearts that love peace and work toward the common good. To our President Joe, our Governor JB, our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges, give wisdom and willingness to be fair, just, and caring. For our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel, that those who attend to us in times of emergency and to all public servants, give them commitment to duty, and in all times of danger, keep them safe. O Lord, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected. Calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy, raise up opportunities for business and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. O God, your compassions never fail. Give healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, peace to the sorrowful, mercy to every soul that is distressed, that they may find in you the help that only you can give. For our shut-in Carolyn, for our elderly Violet and Burdell, for those of various needs, for Caitlin and Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gib, Shirley, Mike, and Priscilla. We also ask upon our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Oh, Lord, will you hear me? And with your spirit, and with your heart, There's truly good Lord, and so you would tell me that we should have all come in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, with the good people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the past of peace. In the Lord's zeal and faith and life, and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we adore and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us during his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, his blood, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink. A peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh. my cross. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols. But
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.